The vision is not prescriptive. We've said that a few times. It's not saying this is what we together now have to do. That's not what it is. I like the idea of igniting, which is on all of the cards. We talk about igniting change always, and that gives us a sense of something. You know, when we ignite it, we have a sense of something spreading. You know, energy can spread very quickly. Yeah, we know that.
And if you look at the ignition system in a car.
Yeah, yeah.
What happens when you turn it on?
There's
you turn
spark,
the key or the fob or
spark,
whatever.
Spark, ignition.
And you can start to move.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I think, Catherine, if I've understood you correctly, we're now looking beyond that and sustenance. Mm-hmm. How do we sustain?
Yeah, we are. And I'm specifically speaking to you because when you begin to represent this vision, you found the button.
Right. This is the value of conversation and conversations that continue. And this is where the suppleness of the vision has to come in.
Absolutely.
It's not rigid. Yeah. There's a sense to the vision that it's a spirit. Yeah. So new language, new words, new way of seeing the word. So vision. Yeah. Vision, new way of seeing the world. So this takes us to suppleness.
Beautiful word.
Not a prescription, but a new spirit.
A new spirit.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. A new spirit. Again, going back to what Jean was saying yesterday, when we talk about service and public service, we often talk about a spirit of public service. Yeah, a spirit of public service.
That takes us outside of ourselves.
Absolutely. 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 So again, virtue, yes.
Yes.
But something beyond that. Virtue is so important. The things that guide us towards good.